What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two, and we're going to go right to the telephones. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. I have appreciate you taking my call. I have an observation or something happened to me, and a quick question, and I'll hang up or whatever and get your response, and I get a lot of callers. I got banned from my first website from CNBC a couple weeks ago when I called John Harwood a prostitute. And they banned me from that stupid website, which I was very proud of. But I started thinking with this this prop list, which I was very grateful. I mean, it gave me some good hits. What do you think of somehow getting everybody together, some kind of forum, with everybody that's on that list, and taking their top sponsors and boycotting them for like a certain amount of time?
And I think that would be a very good thing to do. I think that would be an absolutely excellent idea if somebody, I mean, the corporate media is sensitive to the advertisers. That's why certain stories get killed. I mean, look what Monsanto did out in California during Prop 37. They literally went around to every TV station and every newspaper and said, if you do not editorialize against GMO labeling, we will cancel all of our ad contracts with you.
And how many people do you think those 100 websites, whatever, I mean, that could be over a million people, I'm sure, right?
You mean on the list that was on Propernot?
Yeah, if you took all the listeners, added them all up, yours, Alex Jones, everybody.
Millions. And millions.
I mean, those people would love to just boycott their top three advertisers. I mean, that would hit them hard.
Yes, it would. It's a good idea.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate your show. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Errol in the Netherlands. And Errol, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Nui Nui.
Nui Nui.
Nui Nui. I just want to say Donald Trump has not been even in the office. And people are saying, oh, you are going to get some Goldman Sachs in there and this and that. You are the same. No. What I want to say to the people that have selected Donald Trump is this. You need to work with these people. This is the system that we are in now. They need to work. We need to do business. It's like, I can give you an example. A junkie can never go from one day to the other day and be clean. So we need to work together. We need to make intelligent decisions and work together to do business with each other. And when I see that on CNN or NSBC or whatever, and all the people that are saying in the forums and in the blogs, yes, you see, he's the same, he's a Zionist and everything. I'm like, he had not ever get a chance.
Errol, let me clarify something for you. Let me clarify something for you that you need to keep in mind. A lot of the people that are posting in those blogs and forums are paid to do that. They're not ordinary. Yeah, there are companies, public relations companies that openly advertise, you know, for a fee. They will load up discussion boards with posters to post whatever the agenda is. We know the U.S. government actually created some software where a single disinformation operative can have hundreds and hundreds of fake identities on Facebook and Google and all the rest of it and just pour this stuff out. We caught them on Twitter, you know, posting the exact same message over and over again underneath thousands and thousands of different names and identities.
Yep. I know, and that is the interesting part of it. They made software, and what you said, there are paid shills for that to do it. He has not even been in office, so give this man a chance. Again, I will say this again, a junkie, let's say a money junkie, does not get clean from one day to another. So we need to see, he must work with those people. because that's the system where we are living now in. He cannot say, like, okay, throw everything there and there. That's war. That's not good. You need
No, it's not good at all.
Exactly. And you need to have a dialogue with them. You need to speak with them. You need to see what interest there is. We need to see what interest there is for all of us. Not just
Errol, it's a noble ideal. It's a noble idea, but here is what's going on. In the case of Hillary's supporters and Hillary, you're dealing with this drug money corrupted cartel that has had an iron grip on the throat of the country for 30 years, going back to the Iran-Contra scandal and probably before that, all the way back to Vietnam when they were smuggling heroin into the U.S. inside the body bags of our dead soldiers. And these are people that you're not going to be able to communicate with because they're coming from a position of being afraid of jail. They're fanatics about their ideologies. When we look at all these Hillary supporters who are still out there vandalizing Navy veterans' home, beating up people they think are Trump voters, you're dealing with brown shirt fanatics. And it may be a waste of time to try and engage with them rationally and logically. They're not rational, primarily because the Hillary Clinton campaign was being run as a personality cult. And that is that's what all of her followers are. They're behaving just like people who are mind slaves of any kind of a cult leader. Anyway, Errol, got to let you go. Got a bunch of calls need to get to. Got a bunch of news I need to get to. We're going to switch real quick. Oh, first of all, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network here. And then we're going to talk to Frank in London. Aloha, Frank. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Just to follow up on two topics, how government are so over-bloated with staff. And the other one is, I think people are jumping to conclusions about Trump too early. I think what it is people need to understand the entrenched system and the entrenched personalities with that rotten core that is in Washington. You can't really just sweep it overnight. It's a lot more work to be done. It's a lot more sophisticated than we realize.
I'm in agreement, and I've been telling everybody ever since Trump won the election, you know, you're not going to sit back and relax. Anybody who thinks Donald Trump is just going to go into Washington, D.C. and make everything all better all by himself, you're living in a dream world. Our work is really just now beginning. We're going to have a president who understands what the real problems of this country are. But we Americans are going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with him and create this incredible wave of political support for the changes that he needs to make. And we're going to have to stand there and glare through those windows in all those offices of the senators and the representatives and send them a very clear message. You remember, you're supposed to represent us, not Israel, not Monsanto, not Big Pharma, not Wall Street. Okay, you work for us. And anybody who fails to remember that and abide by that, we're going to do to you next election what we did to Hillary this election. And that's a message that they're going to be receptive to right now. Because this election in 2016 shocked everybody. They thought they had a lock on the political system, and now they're realizing all of their names are written on those office doors in Congress in dry erase marker, and we, the people, have got the rag.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you have the same problem in the U.S., but I work for local government, and people low down the strata like myself, we're getting more and more and more responsibilities, more and more cutbacks, yet you've got people who are supposed to be head of service and all these sort of people getting about 70, 80,000 a year. And to find out what they actually do, I think you have to resurrect Sherlock Holmes or something. That's what's taking place.
Yeah, we do have that problem here in the United States.
Goodness me. Okay, Mike, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, up in Canada, as you remember, there was this lawsuit that has been floating through the court system regarding the fact that the Charter for the Bank of Canada mandated the providing of interest-free loans to the Canadian government for infrastructure, and how the Canadian government a while back just changed the rules and started borrowing their money from private banks at interest and sticking the Canadian people with those interest payments. There's a new lawsuit now that wants to restore the power for the Bank of Canada to create sovereign money, the system that we started with, because the Bank of Canada is technically owned by the people of Canada. It's not a privately owned central bank. It functions like a central bank, loaning the public currency into circulation, and they want to get back to a model of where the public currency is managed as a public utility. So they're forcing through on that, and the government of Canada, of course, is trying to keep the Canadian people from understanding any of this stuff going on. Back when we were talking about the Comer lawsuit, which was to once again have infrastructure loans interest-free from the Bank of Canada to the government, that one, the Canadian media were told, you won't report this. And anybody who was posting any stories about it outside of Canada, their URLs were being blocked at the Canadian border. These private central bankers love their scam, and they're afraid. They're just as afraid of losing what they've got as the corporate media and the narcocracy. Now, there's a very alarming trend out there. If you watch a lot of TV, you've probably been seeing a lot of car commercials, and the prices are just amazing. If anybody actually had money, it would be a great time to be buying cars. But, of course, they don't want to sell you a car for cash. What they want is to come in and either get you on a lease payment or a bank loan, because that's the real value of the product being sold, is not the product itself, but the debt it creates. You'd be amazed how little the physical car itself actually costs to manufacture. But the goal is to get you to take out another loan to keep you a slave to the banks here. But like everything else with our economy, it's all a Ponzi scheme. It's all a pyramid, and the pyramid is crumbling. Right now, 6 million Americans have stopped paying their car loans. Wall Street's calling it a significant concern. And one of the reasons it's a significant concern is they went through the same stupid mistake with car loans that they did with real estate back in 2008, the subprime. They had subprime car loans. They were getting them on out there. Same mistakes they made with the breaking the securitization chain. Those who were making the loans didn't care if they were going to be repaid, because the loans were bundled up and sold off as investment devices. They never learn from their mistakes, because every time one of these mistakes blows up, they don't pay for it. You do. And now we're looking at another one. Same thing with the student loans, but there may be a bit of a break on that. According to a story coming out of Post News, the U.S. is going to forgive at least $108 billion in student debt in the coming years. And that would be a really good thing. And it's inevitable they're going to have to do that. Because college, like the cars, like everything else, stopped being about the product and all about getting people further into debt. You go to college today, you're going to be indoctrinated with all the things the liberals want you to believe, and you don't learn any skills. Remember that story we ran a couple of weeks ago that evaluating our millennial generation in terms of actually being able to find work in this modern technological age, they declared the U.S. millennial generation virtually useless. They're really good at going on out there and working for political campaigns and stuff, but they don't really have a lot of skills. It was all about plunging them onto that debt hook. Now, GoPro is talking about having to cut jobs and shutting down some of their services. GoPro is that little tiny action sports camera. They're very, very, very popular, and they're actually very, very good devices. But they did a big investment on an aircraft to carry the cameras called the Karma. And apparently it has been crashed. It's actually a drone. Apparently there have been a lot of crashes. They've had to recall this. And as a result, they're in a little bit of trouble. Now, there was an article that came on out over at SBNation.com, a eulogy for Radio Shack, the panicked and half-dead retail empire. And it's written by a former Radio Shack employee talking about how as Radio Shack got into more and more trouble, the conditions for the workers got worse and worse. They point out how Radio Shack, in order to beat Black Friday, was actually open Thanksgiving Day, and the employees didn't have a choice to opt out on that. And I know that a lot of the stuff was going on because before the Radio Shack at the bottom of the hill closed down, I was friends with a lot of people in there, and they were saying the same thing. It was not a good place to work. It stopped being a good place to shop, and they got into trouble. And where Radio Shack made its strategic mistake, and I've commented on this before, Radio Shack built its success by focusing on a customer base of electronics hobbyists, people who wanted to build things, people who were into ham radio or CB radio or any of that stuff. And you needed the bits and parts and the antennas and the rotators and all that stuff. Everybody knew Radio Shack was where you were going to go. And they were very, very successful. I used to love Radio Shack. And then a few years ago, they decided to change their business model. And they abandoned their original customer base of electronics hobbyists. They still had a few things in there so they could call themselves Radio Shack, but it was mostly junk. And they put most of their effort into selling the exact same consumer electronics that were being sold by dozens of other retail chains. And they could never capture a significant part of the market. And that's where they made their mistake. They forgot to stick with the knitting. That was a phrase that Messrs. Hewlett and Packard used to use when they were running Hewlett Packard back when it was a really successful company and known for the absolute top shelf quality products they put on out. And people kept coming on and saying, oh, you got to diversify. You got to go into this and go, no, we're going to stick with the knitting. We're going to stick with what we know works, not get dreams of grandeur. Apparently, everybody's having to cut back. Including Sears. Sears is in trouble. They may not survive this Christmas holiday shopping season. And I'm seeing this article about how their service department, this is from governmentslaves.com, their service department has been cut back so much. Sears customers who are buying home appliances are having to wait for weeks at a time without the hot water, without the heaters they bought working, the refrigerators break down, it will be weeks before a service person gets on out there. And that is not a way to build customer loyalty. All right, let's take a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I hope you and Claire are doing well. Before I start, I was wondering if you could just Google an image. It's called World Money versus World Debt. And you'll see, a little graph there, and it's, I'd like you to look at it before I even kind of talk about it a little bit. But anyway, as far as Canada goes with the Bank of Canada, I believe that lawsuit is over now. It was struck down, and the Comer, it's on Comer.org. But Pierre Elliott Trudeau definitely sold out the Canadians in 1974, getting into the G7. And coincidentally, Russia, Putin, wants to take control of their private central bank, and they get kicked out of the G8, which is now the G7 again. But it's about $1.3 or $1.4 trillion in debt charges for the federal debt in this country that have been paid out so far. And municipal and provincial governments would access Bank of Canada for, infrastructure and, all that sort of thing, exactly what you talk about.
I'm looking at the graph, the total world money and debt.
Isn't that crazy?
It is, except that we understand private central banks, by design, create more debt than money with which to pay the debt to keep us all their debt slaves. This chart documents that. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with immigration and Europe. Now that this little misunderstanding regarding Erdogan and Assad has been sorted out following a phone call from Putin, it does look like Turkey is, in fact, pivoting over to Russia. They don't want to be part of the European Union anymore. And it looks like Turkey is starting to gather boats to start shipping that huge backlog, if you will, of migrants that are inside Turkey now over to Greece. Now, the European Union at this point doesn't want them anymore. So what's going to happen? Is the EU going to start attacking Turkey's ships in the Mediterranean? I think we ought to take all those migrants and send them back to their homes and give George Soros the bill, because this was all his idea. The open society. Now, there's another article that came out of Investment Watch blog about how Europe is now filled with populist breakouts following the success of Brexit and Trump. Oh my goodness, the people are deciding for themselves how they want to live. Horrors, horrors. Now, the president of the European Commission, which is the executive committee of the European Union, has now ordered EU member states to avoid any more referendums on leaving the EU because it's on the edge of collapse already. And it may be too late, because over in Denmark, leaders of the Danish People's Party just met with former UKIP leader Nigel Farage and signaled the party is considering pushing for a formal referendum to have Denmark leave the European Union. Now, if Renzi's referendum this weekend fails, we may see the EU collapse, mostly from the euro collapsing. And there will be a lot of chaos, because there's going to be a backlash against the migrants. We could see Europe literally descend into chaos, all because George Soros was living out his fantasy of one planet, one government, one golden throne of planet Earth, and all of the world's people blended together. Now, turning to situations here in the United States, as I mentioned before, Hawaii's Representative Tulsi Gabbard is heading to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest at Standing Rock. And apparently there are some 2,000 veterans are expected to show up and basically plant themselves between the protesters and the police in order to discourage the police and the private security guards from engaging in violent behavior against the protesters. And hopefully that will calm things down. But as of the last word, despite threats to sue people bringing in food and water, threats of a forced eviction, all of the rest of it, the protesters are vowing they will stay put, because this is their home. And they're standing up to the corporations, because it isn't just their water supply that's at risk if that pipeline breaks. That water flows into four other states that could be contaminated if there were a major break and a leak. Oh, and by the way, the federal government has just approved yet another pipeline called Nexus that's going to go through Ohio. So it will be interesting to see how Americans stand up opposed to the Nexus pipeline while remaining kind of cool about the pipeline going over the Sioux reservations. Now, out in California, the California voters voted through, or at least they've been told they voted through, new gun control measures. Proposition 63, which basically says ammunition has to be bought through licensed ammunition dealers and reported to the Department of Justice. They want to know if anybody's buying way too many bullets. Lost and stolen firearms and ammunition have to be reported to law enforcement, like where gun owners aren't doing that already. More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about California voters approved a new, rather strict gun measure, or the California voters have been told they've approved this new strict gun control measure, Proposition 63, where ammunition has to be sold by licensed ammunition dealers, and all ammunition sales are reported to the Department of Justice. Lost or stolen firearms and ammunition have to be reported to law enforcement, like we're not already doing that. Those convicted of stealing a firearm will be prohibited from possessing firearms. Okay. And basically, procedures will be established for laws prohibiting firearm possession by felons and violent criminals. I thought that already existed. And the Department of Justice will need to provide information about prohibited people to the federal national instant criminal background check system. California just fell off my places to move to list. And what's going to happen here? This is going to inconvenience law-abiding gun owners only. What they have just done is made ammunition another smuggler product to be brought across the border along with all of those illegal drugs. Anybody can get a gun in California. All you got to do is go down to Mexico, join the Sinaloa cartel, and the U.S. government will give you a military-style weapon. All right, let's take a phone call. Jeff in Toronto, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
I was just calling because I read an article earlier today regarding a comment you were making earlier about the Bank of Canada lawsuit that was going on, and that lawsuit 100% has not gone through yet. It's going to court on the 7th of December in Toronto here.
Yeah, that's what I thought. This was not the Comer lawsuit. This is a new one.
Yeah, that's right, and it's going to court in a few days, or less than a week. So I just wanted to call to confirm that, to let people know. I mean, it's really important just because people don't seem to understand, a lot of your listeners would, but most people don't seem to understand that the greatest contributor to the national debt is interest on the debt, and that comes from central banks getting money and from interest. And so when you can't afford social programs or the government's need of money, it's because the fact that all this compound interest that they're paying and they can't afford it anymore. So that's where these problems are arising from. I mean, politicians are oftentimes are blaming social programs or entitlement programs for the fact that they're insolvent. When that's not true, a lot of these programs are solvent, but they're just being raided to pay for various other things. But the truth of the matter is the largest contributor to the debt is actually interest on it, and the whole thing's basically a huge scam. So
it is a scam, and they've been playing it for about 300 years now.
Yeah.
And the reality is if there wasn't interest on our national debt, then just on the taxes paid since Vietnam, we would have paid off the national debt completely. But we never pay down the principal. We're always making payments on the interest only. And Congress goes along with it because Wall Street and the Federal Reserve and that whole financial scam industry are very, very generous donors to various political campaigns.
Yeah, and one of the things that separates the Canadian bank from other ones is that actually the Central Bank of Canada is actually a public bank. It's not a privately run bank like the Federal Reserve. So, and they have ignored their charter, which stipulates that the government has the possibility, if they wanted to borrow money at interest free for large projects or infrastructure projects. But as you said, a lot of these politicians are corrupted, and that's why they're not lifting a finger, and they're actually opposing this lawsuit, whereas the morality would suggest that you would actually help this along to help the people out. So
they're not interested in helping the people out. They're interested in lining their own pocket. That's what they're doing.
Exactly right. Yep. So I just wanted to call you know, that lawsuit has not gone ahead. It's going ahead on the 7th of December. So I wanted to call and clarify that for you.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot.
Yeah, and I didn't really have much else to add. Love your show, and take care of yourself.
All right, I certainly will. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Now then, I just had a story come across the desk. Apparently, the House of Representatives has passed a new bill aimed at thwarting Russia's influence over people and governments. They want to tackle political interference by Russia on a global scale because, gosh darn it, that's our job here in the United States of America. We're supposed to be interfering in other countries. We're supposed to be overthrowing other governments. We're supposed to be propagandizing the world. Now, Russia's trying to cut in on our action here. We're at the point right now where there is absolutely nothing the government or the corporate media can do that's going to reverse the trend. Everything they do just makes it more obvious they're in trouble. They know they're in trouble. They're panicking. It's amazing. All righty. Now then, a lot of interesting things going on in the world right now. Apparently, that Colombian plane crash, there actually was one survivor, amazingly enough. And the story now is it looks like a very tragic case of pilot error because the plane had a limited fuel range, and the pilot did radio that the plane had run out of fuel just before it crashed. And the story I'm getting now is that the plane was scheduled to make a fuel stop at an airport, and for whatever reason, the pilot decided he didn't need to do it, and he guessed wrong. Just amazing. As you know, major tornadoes here in the southern part of the United States. 5 dead, a lot of homes damaged, mobile homes and trees and power outages, which, yeah, we get that. That the United States is the tornado capital of the world because of the confluence of the warm water in the Gulf of Mexico, the cold air coming down from the north, caroming off the Rockies, and hitting that warm flow from the Gulf at cross angles. And that's why we have so many tornadoes in this country. And it really, and as a matter of fact, I just got a notification on my cell phone. We're under a flash flood watch here in Hawaii. We got a lot of rain coming down on us as well. So this seems like a good opportunity to talk about human-caused global warming. And we're on the warpath here because it's yet another corporate media, government, politician scam. So we're looking now at a story. This is coming out of the Daily Express over in Great Britain. Britain is now set for the coldest winter in 6 years. They're expecting heavy snow starting over the coming weekend. Remember what the Old Farmer's Almanac said. Winter would be late, but it would be very, very hard. It's here. Another story coming out of Climate Depot. This is from climatologist Dr. Roger Pilkey Sr., talking about this low-temperature anomaly. Record cold is coming to almost the entire United States. Low-temperature record set to be shattered. And interestingly enough, though, he's using the phrase anomaly. It's anomalous. Like we're supposed to ignore the record cold while we go about our worship of St. Al of the Gore and his first church of human-caused global warming. It's amazing here. But they found a new villain. Used to be the polar vortex, and then it was the ocean and all the rest of it. And now, oh, it's all Alaska's fault. There's a frigid air mass building in Alaska that is poised to spill into the lower 48 next week. And they're already saying it's already the coldest for in the last 2 years up there in Alaska. And it's going to be coming down. That Polar Express is coming on down here. But don't you let all that snow and ice, you know, cause you to doubt global warming, because when the government and all the corporate media says humans are warming the earth, you will believe, because they are the real media. And those of us who are saying, look out the window at all the snow and ice, you know, we're now the fake media. And make this up. All right. There we are. Now, NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, has done something uncharacteristically valid and accurate, because as you know, the global warming people have been trying to say it's getting warmer, it's getting warmer, it's all the fault of humans. NASA, looking at satellite measurements, is now saying that the corporatized, politicized science has gotten the issue totally wrong. And what they're saying is the only heat that they're detecting going into the atmosphere is the result of one of the strongest El Niño systems we have seen in decades. Now, El Niño is not caused by human activity. The carbon Nazis have claimed it is. But I linked to an article I wrote on this very subject a while ago, because if you look at the thermographs of El Niño, it emerges as a point source from the Pacific Ocean north of New Zealand. You go back and you look at all the historical maps of El Niño, it all begins there. If it were human activity, the heat would be generated all over the land masses. El Niño starts as a point source, and as the current flows to the east, it spreads out. It blends with the other ocean, and it brings all this warming to the west coast of the Americas. When you take those maps of El Niño and that point source, and you place them over maps of the floor of the ocean, you see that El Niño is coming out of an area that has hundreds of volcanoes in it. Now, not every volcano is active, but the reality is nobody knows how many active volcanoes and thermal vents there are on the floor of the world's oceans, which is why all this nonsense about humans are contributing so much warming to the ocean, it was completely nonsense from the beginning. Because if you don't know how much heat is being poured into the oceans from geothermal events, you can't subtract it out. And if you can't correct for that source of heat, then any claims about how much human activity is warming the ocean is what we like to call a swag, meaning a scientific wild-ass guess, for which these people were being paid huge amounts of money. But El Nino is a geothermal event. If NASA or NOAA were really being honest about all of this, it would be time to run a survey of the floor of the Pacific in that area, looking for active volcanoes, or if you can't get down to the actual bottom, just map the thermal plumes coming up from the bottom, or look for those floating rafts of pumice that very often show up on the surface of the ocean from undersea volcanoes. Now, another one of the cherished items of the global warming cult was this idea that the warming of the Arctic is going to release more methane and carbon dioxide, accelerating the process. It'll be runaway, out of control. And as it turns out, researchers at the San Diego State University have discovered something very unusual is going on in the Arctic, because they found the methane and carbon dioxide release is actually highest during the cold season. Warming the permafrost does not increase the flow of methane and carbon dioxide. They're not even really sure what's going on. Now, one possibility might be that as temperatures drop, various life forms have to expend more metabolic energy to maintain their body temperatures. They're breathing harder, they're eating more, and they release those gases in greater volume. That's one possible avenue of an investigation. But once again, what's actually going on in the world doesn't line up with the cherished theories of the carbon Nazis. Now then, story coming out of the Washington Post, no less. Over 2,000 scientists are urging Donald Trump to respect scientific integrity and independence. And apparently they got 2,300 scientists, including 22 Nobel Prize winners, sent an open letter to President-elect Donald Trump and the 115th Congress, urging them to adhere to high standards of scientific integrity and independence in responding to current and emerging public health and environmental health threats. In other words, they want the taxpayer money to keep flowing in, but don't question whether our work is sound or not. Don't question when we tell you that humans are warming the earth. Don't question when we tell you there is no link between vaccines and autism. Don't question when we tell you GMOs and glyphosate are absolutely perfectly safe. Don't you interfere with us, because we're getting all this other money from corporations to push their products. The science establishment, just like corporate media, is all of a sudden realizing their little party might be over. Now, given that so much tax money is, in fact, being poured into the science establishment, we have a right to look over their shoulder and double-check their work and demand the raw data, demand reproducibility. Reproducibility is a cardinal rule of the scientific method. When you come on out with a scientific report and you say our research is showing the world is warming, we have a right to come on back and say we'd like to see the raw data and your methodology. When they refuse to provide that, you should be smelling a big fat rat. And we went through that with the University of East Anglia and the Hadley Climate Research Unit, which was one of the major players in the ClimateGate scandal. Somebody leaked out emails and computer code showing they were rigging their results I mean, when this whole global warming thing actually got started back in the 1990s, the Earth actually was warming. And they figured they would just ride the tide, make a whole bunch of money declaring it an imminent disaster and give us research funds and we'll tell you how to save yourself. And then all of a sudden, Mother Nature went the other way and the Earth started cooling. And they literally committed fraud to hide the decline so that the money would keep on going. And when Hadley Climate Research Unit came on out with this declaration that the Earth was warming, and they had the temperature data to prove it, and people said, can we see the temperature data? They had this lame excuse. They had run out of room on their computer and deleted all the raw data. Just take their words for it, because after all, they're scientists. Scientists won't lie to you. It's impossible to lie while wearing a white laboratory coat, after all. And the fact that these 2,300 scientists have written this letter is telling me there is now a moment of real panic going on in the science establishment. That the days of, believe me, because I'm a scientist, are long gone. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I just got an interesting email from a Charles G. Mills of the Fitzgerald Griffin Foundation. And they're already out there saying, well, as attractive as the idea of Hillary behind bars might be, it's a bad policy. We don't need to create a myth of the martyred Hillary Clinton. So with the collapse of the recount scam, they're already out there trying to sell the idea that it really would be okay to let Hillary Clinton skate free on all the crimes she has committed over the last 30 years. Obviously, I don't agree with that. But that's apparently the next propaganda campaign. You know, what's the point? She's an old lady. She can't harm anybody anymore. No, the issue is how many she's already harmed. How many people were assassinated? How many people had their careers destroyed? Not in a forgiving mood. Let's go to the phones here. Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Part of the reason to prosecute Hillary is to set a healthy precedent for other criminals to think twice before such extreme violations of law. That's part of the reason. It's not just revenge. It's partially revenge and well-deserved.
Well, I mean, the whole idea of punishment of crime is as a deterrent. And you're absolutely right. We can't send a message to our children that you can do the kind of things that these people are doing and get away with it, you know, if you're above a certain level. We need to restore the fact that justice and the law applies to everybody in this country, all the way up to and including the president.
Which brings me up to my original point of calling regarding presidential pardons. So you have a country that's a nation of laws that apply equally to everyone. And the potential benefit of a pardon being used to justly free a wrongfully convicted person, in my opinion, is greatly outweighed by the historical abuse of the pardon. So
well,
I don't understand why we have a pardon.
No, because there are travesties of justice. We know, looking back, Bruno Richard Hauptmann was framed for the death of the Lindbergh baby. We know that Leonard Peltier was framed for the crime that he's in prison for. Same thing with Mumia al-Jabbar. Unfortunately, Obama's only seems to be interested in pardoning convicted drug criminals, and he's pardoned a whole bunch of those.
Historical presidents, did they do a better job with the pardon than Obama?
You're going to have to take them on a case-by-case basis, but certainly Obama has issued more pardons. And he's on a roll. And most of the people he is pardoning are those who were convicted of drug trafficking, and he's commuting their sentences. He's giving them get-out-of-jail-free cards. And that's not what I think that we want to see pardons used for. I mean, Bill Clinton was criticized for his pardon of Mark Rich. Gerald Ford, of course, was criticized for his unconstitutional and illegal blanket pardon of Richard Nixon and all of the Watergate criminals.
It just seems like dictators and kings have pardon authority, meaning the rules of law don't apply to anyone that they wish them not to apply to. And it just seems really contradictory to have this law of nations and this court system. It's not supposed to be perfect. Nobody claims it's perfect. And so, yeah, once in a while, a person's going to be wrongfully convicted, but it's better than having no justice system at all. And to just override the justice system at any point.
Obviously, I disagree. We have to have a way of correcting it when the justice system does make a mistake. Got to let you go here, Mateus. We got to do a station identification. We'll be right back.
Go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies.
RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.